Okay, der hat man jetzt schon. Oh, good to be back, Baruch Hashem. Good to be back. First off, our learning should be in Schuss of First Shlema. Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivkabat, yeah. Yisroch Shorcha Yisrael, Ben Yom and Simcha, Ben Adina Minya, one of my students who very much needs her First Shlema. Yisroch Shorcha Yisrael, Shir B'Tzaris Tavis Bezaz Hashem.
In memory, Rabbi.
And also memory.
Mordechai ben David.
Mordechai ben David. Who passed
a couple weeks ago.
The Shemesh had tremendous aliyah. Mordechai ben David, as the Shemesh Baruch, should be made to for us in Chai. So. Shushan Purim Katan. There's nothing small about Purim. So the fact that Chazal even instituted something in the name Purim Katan, Shushan Purim Katan, something small. You have to say that. There's one holiday that's not small. Anything to do with Purim is not small. So we're coming out of a very holy time. Mamish in the fourth quarter now of counting down the days. Every parsha, every pasuk in the parsha is going to very much connect to Purim. So hopefully by learning a little bit from the Rebbe from 50 years ago, from the Chazal Rebbe from literally 50 years ago, 1968, we'll try to take an avoda and try to apply it back to Purim. So the Klausmager writes in 1968, the Medrash tells us in the first paragraph, Moshe, Chodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, bring a half shekel. Every Jew should bring a half shekel. It's time to count Klai Yisrael, it's time for consensus. Whoever wants to use fancy English, I didn't do so well my SATs, 1050, Baruch Hashem. Consensus. He wants to be able, is that the word? That's the word, yeah? Everyone should have a half shekel. Moshe says, sorry. Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't know what a half shekel is. Parenthetically, my father-in-law, my shviger, told me last week, he said there are three things that Moshe didn't know. What were the three things he didn't know?
Menorah.
Shekel. And what's the hay? It spells out his name. The hay was? I'm blanking on the hay. The Maisa, all the things that he didn't know actually made his name. Forgot who he quoted it from, but I thought it was a very nice message. Taka, what's going on? Moshe didn't know what a half shekel was, and the Medrash says, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, he shows them. Herlo, the third line then, Herlo Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe kimin matbeya shel ish. He shows him a coin of fire. Omar lezek kaze yitnu. Bring this to me. So the Klausmer Rebbe asks, what's going on? Moshe didn't know. And then, what, Moshe doesn't know currency? He's Moshe Rabbeinu. You're telling someone he knows the Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, bring me a coin of fire. Kozim Rabbi says such a beautiful idea. Maybe, and then, I'm just going to say it outside because I want to get to the Torah on the back page. Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, bring me a half shekel. Show me who's in it. It's time to build a consensus. I don't want the Jews who are half in or half out. Consensus. What's a consensus? What's an easier word for consensus? Because I think I'm saying it wrong. Who's going to be in? Who's going to be out? Commitment.
Yeah.
What does Chodesh Baruch Hu say? Ma'abeya shal ish. Bring me Jews who want to be on fire for me. Not Jews who just come late to Shan Shabbos, or Jews who are running out of davening, but Jews who want a relationship with me. Ma'abeya shal ish. Bring me a coin of fire. The Jews who's on fire for Yiddishkeit, and obviously there are days that we feel, are days that we're not, but that's our goal. Like Rav Amiger was talking about a month ago when he came here. Is our goal really the do's and don'ts of Judaism? That's going to be our whole Judaism, the do's and the don'ts. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu put us on this world, the do's and the don'ts. What about the relationship with Him? The do's and the don'ts are the way to get to the relationship. But what about the relationship? The relationship itself between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what my Be'ah Shal Isha says to Klausmer Rebbe. Show him the coin of fire. Fire. I want the romantic relationship. I want you to think about me. I want to have a relationship together. United. And that's what Adar is all about. The Mor Ha'Inayim tells us that Adar really stands for Aleph Dar. That Kadosh Baruch Hu brings himself down, and he brings himself down in a tremendous closeness to be with us. That's really the whole avoda of the whole Beis HaMikdash. To make a dir b'chtachtonim, like Rav Shor was talking about. to make sure, to make a place in our world, in our personal world, in our collective world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to bring down a Shechina. What's the ultimate time to have that fire relationship? The ultimate time to have the relationship, we're able to turn off the whole world, or most of us, if we're not doctors, we're able to turn off the whole world, just focus on our relationship with Shabbos. And that's why I want to talk about the rest for tonight. If you go to turn to page 2, the back page, there's a sefer called Toras Ovos. I don't think we've ever quoted it before. Toras Ovos is a collection of a Slonim Rebbe's Torahs. And the Siva Shalom was the previous Slonim Rebbe, so there are a few Rebbes before. So he quotes in the Parsha from Rav Moshe Midner. I believe he was the grandson of my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Sweet told me. He was the grandson of the first Slonim Rebbe. Rebbe also, we say it's every Shabbos, number one. La'asos is a Shabbos l'dorosam. Right, Pashup Shah, the simple explanation, what does it mean? You should make for Shabbos, you should make me for Shabbos for generations. Just like you kept Shabbos, your kids should keep Shabbos, and all the generations should keep Shabbos. He says, l'dorosam does not just refer to generations. Dorosam comes from a lashon of dira. It comes from a place of dwelling. A place where Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to live with us. Says the Rav Moshe Minner. Loshen Dira, second line. La'asot es Shabbos, the Dira's kevel ador bazeh. He says, to make Shabbos your permanent thought process. Everything's around Shabbos. Something that you live for. It's Shabbos. You're completely always into Shabbos. Motei Shabbos comes. Okay, it's not Saturday night. It's Motei Shabbos. And Friday is not Friday. Friday is Erev Shabbos. And Monday is not Monday. Yom is Yom Sheni Shel Shabbos.
Shlomi
Shel Shabbos. Everything's connected to Shabbos. That's why all the Sfarim say that once the last day you can make Avdallah, you can make last day you can make Avdallah by
Tuesday.
When are we ready looking? What's the last line of today's Shir Shayom? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday connected to the Shabbos coming. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are connected to the Shabbos past. Shabbos is our center. It's our focus. It has to be our focus. That's Mapei Shel Ish. When a Jew is lost throughout the week, it's because Shabbos isn't the center. Shabbos isn't the home. And Christianity built up for the day of rest. L'havdil, Shabbos is everything. Everything is Shabbos, right? The Gemara tells us if you find something good to eat, you should say L'kavod Shabbos.
The grove brings the challahs out on Wednesday.
On Wednesday, the grove's already bringing out the challahs on Wednesday. By the way, you don't want those challahs. I bought challahs on Wednesday. They didn't make it to Shabbos.
No. They have the bakery.
Yeah, no, if you get it. And then I went to...
At least they bring it in on Wednesday.
Taka. And then I went to Aroma on Sunday, last Sunday. And they were selling sushi on Sunday, 2 for 1. So I was like, no, on Monday, 2 for 1. I said, what's pshat here? So I said, wait a second, is this from Sunday? So they said, yeah. I said, okay, now this is the opposite, Taka. They were going back. I said, okay, I'll put it back. I don't have, not that I'm a fancy guy or whatever, but I don't have the stomach to take. There's got to be a reason why they're selling two for one Taka. But they should have much success in Mitzvah Shem. He says, everything is Shabbos. La'asos is Shabbos l'dorosam. Make sure Shabbos is your dira. That you're living with Shabbos throughout the week. That you're thinking about Shabbos throughout the week. And that's what he says the next one. This is the Sefer quotes the first the Rebbe. La'asos is Shabbos l'dorosam b'nei salam b'nei v'nei osi li'olam. Right? It has to be the sign. Perish? Shadei ha'Shabbos she'i os ha'bris v'bris. Shabbos is not just a sign. It's our bris. It's our connection. It's our covenant. And he says that through Shabbos, Yochel Isakin is Pigmei Bris Koidish. He says through Shabbos, I'm not going to get into exactly how this happens because I don't really understand it. When a Jew's connected to Shabbos, it fixes all the things that he wants. A person wants to bear with their bris. Ki a Shabbos he bris. Hainu inyan iskashus v'ahava b'inu v'nei b'nei so b'li shum mesach ma'avdil. He says, what's called bris what's called os in the Torah? Shabbos is called an os. Shabbos is a sign. And bris mila is a sign. And there's a third one. What's the third one? Tefillin. That's why we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. We don't wear tefillin on Shabbos because Shabbos takes its place for tefillin. What tefillin is for us, we put tefillin on every day. Shabbos somehow in the cosmos upstairs in spirituality, that's a Shabbos. And how do I know that? Because I saw once in the Siva Shalom, they quoted Shabbos, three letters, Shin Bet Tav. Shabbos stands for Shabbos. Hold your seats. B'makom tefillin. Shabbos takes its place of tefillin. They're all three. You only really, like the Pasuk says, you only need two Edim, Shnei Edim. Throughout the whole week, we have Bris Mila and Tefillin. When Shabbos comes, it takes place of Tefillin. Shabbos, Makom Tefillin. Shabbos is the ultimate time to feel the love between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. To focus on our neshama, to focus on the ma'beo shel ish, to focus on the connection between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. And finally, the third and final idea, the last pasuk in the parsha. The pasuk says, right after the whole Chet HaEgel happens, after the whole thing, Moshe davens for Klal Yisrael, and he gets us forgiven. We're forgiven by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The parsha ends up with such a strange thing. Mesharso Yeshua ben Nun, nar lo yomesh bitocha'o. Yeshua ben Nun was awake, and he did not leave Moshe's side. He did not leave for 40 years. When Moshe went back up, he didn't leave Moshe's tent. What does this mean? Tamid. Tamid haya b'b'chinas nar. Why is it telling me in the pasuk here that he was a nar? He was a lad? Shkoich. You can tell me his age is. Shidduch resume too. What's going on here? Tamid haya b'b'chinas nar. No, it's to tell you that he never grew old. He was always in that young stage. He was always by Moshe's side because he wanted to learn more and more and more. He didn't burn out, as they say, right? The burnt out stage. Remember when I went to Shul, it was also a leap year. You get burnt out sometimes in the double others. V'lo haya ben b'china zikna klal. U'madua, how did he do this? Ki lo yamish mitocha o'a. Milo shebaholo nero. She'ino zaz mino or le'olam. Says Rav Moshe Minder. What does this mean that he was nanar? How did he stay on this nar stage? Because lo yamish mitocha o'a, he never left Moshe's side. He was always looking for that Ma'beya Shal'is. He was always looking for more to grow. He was always, his center was Shabbos. It was Har Sinai. It was his Rebbe. Right? So the Zohar calls, Tzaddikim are called Shabbos, the Zohar says. Because what Shabbos is in time, it's Tzaddik is in person. Shabbos is in time, Yerushalayim is in place, and Shabbos is in person. It's the focus. It's to remembering our love between the Rebosh. And I grew up boys and boys. Chevrod, my friends. That's what Purim is all about. Purim is remembering that the relationship between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Purim is understanding how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves every single one of us, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for every single one of us. It's looking back on the past year, right? The others, the end of the year, looking back on the past year and focusing on the relationship, focusing how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us and does and will do for us. As Rashi says, Mishenichnas Adam Marba Mesimcha, what were you so happy about? Me'avas Hanes. From the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us in the miracle. Not only the miracle of the times of the Megillah, but in our own lives, in our own miracles, in our own everyday lives. Just what says Lamai, like we start off with Ma'beya Shal Ish, Moshe Rabbeinu says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does it mean to shekel? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, Ma'beya Shal Ish. It says the Kozma Rabbi, what does that mean? To bring a half a shekel, Ma'beya Shal Ish, a fiery coin, means to have a fire relationship, means to have a Shabbos relationship, to have a romantic relationship, to have an inspiring relationship, not a cold or dry or any other adjective one used for just halacha, Shabbos. No, it's Shabbos. Shabbos. And that's exactly what he said over here by Rav Moshe Minder. La'asuz Shabbos the dorosim, to make Shabbos your dira, to make sure your dira is keva, the dorosim l'doshon dira, to make Shabbos is your center home, your center stage. It's an osi l'olam. It's a sign forever. It's a connection between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shabbos b'makom tefillin, Sifrei Shalom says from one of the rebbes. That what Tefillin does for us during the week, Shabbos is the home base. It connects, it reminds us of how much we have, the Ribbono Shel Olam loves us, how much we love Him. And finally, and how did we do it? By always making sure, like Yeshua, to be like Yeshua. He was a nar, he never grew old. How did he never grow old? Because he never left that tent. He never left that tent. He always took the Shabbos with him, he always took the Tzaddik with him, he always took the Ribbono Shel Olam with him. His mind was centered. I never shared this story ever before. But sometimes when Rav Weinberger gives a shir and he says that a story came to his mind. I never shared that. I don't even know if the mother of my wife ever shared this story. Everyone's like very excited now. The first or second year I was in YU, Yeshiva University. I don't know what it was. I think it was between classes. I was going back to my apartment. Maybe it was when we were first married. I think when we were first married. I was going back to, I don't know, get some tea, whatever. Take a nap maybe. Very possible. And I saw there was an old Jew walking. And someone said he was running. My friend would tell me he was running to class and he needed help getting up to his building. So I said, okay, I'd love to help him. And this is the only time I ever met him. And what happened was, I walk him up to his apartment. It was a different building across the street on 187th in Amsterdam. And he tells me, we're talking, and I could tell very, very quickly that he's a survivor. And he was telling me his whole life story. I think he told me he never got married, never had kids. But he wanted to live by yeshiva. He wanted to live by yeshiva university. And he told me during the week, he said it's very hard. He remembers everything about his parents, his siblings. Very, very hard time. Very hard time to feel that fire relationship. He says I met him one time. He told me as soon as he spreads out the tablecloth for Shabbos, he told me that he sees his family sitting at his table. He sees his father, he sees his mother, he sees his brothers and sisters. He sees them at his table. And I don't know why I never shared. I was just thinking about it. I was like, this is not Be'eshal Ish. He said, the whole week I feel cold. When it comes to Shabbos, I see my family with me. Because he says, I remember how much we did for Shabbos back in the old country before the war. I remember how we appreciated Shabbos. I never saw him ever again. I think he passed away since then, because someone said Shiva, they didn't have Mishpacha. It had to be him. When he told me that, I was so inspired. That is someone who's connected. That's someone who understands my pain shall ish. I thought the whole week he's mamish lost. When it comes to Shabbos, he sees his family sitting next to him. Shmi zocha b'ez Hashem to always remember that ma'apeh shal ish relationship with us with Rabbon Hashem. That's what others are all about. That's what Purim is all about. And that's what Shabbos is all about. And that's what Judaism 101 is all about. We should be zocha to remember that love relationship between us and Rabbon Hashem. And be zocha to have Purim together with that holy Jew. Yishlam yakosh meher v'yamin.
Amen.
I'm a little bit of a I almost
it's real HaKadosh, mamash.